That is the latest from Floor Cash, husband-wife duo there called You're Somebody Else. Jason Isbell and the 400 unit from the Nashville Sound album. We heard Cumberland Gap. Hello, this is Casey. I'm on Twitter and Instagram at Lightning Casey. And sometimes you can find me at Vinyl Rods. I keep us on the air until noon today here on Lightning 100. Right now, joined in the 1 RPM studio by a band that it's got a show tonight sold out at City Winery. I am joined in the 1 RPM studio by Jump Little Children. Hello.
Hey, Casey.
How are we doing over there?
Doing good.
I have to say that one of the my favorite parts about my job is right now in the same room, I've got an accordion and a dude in a Motorhead t-shirt.
Yeah.
So let me just say, I love my job. I love my job so very much. So on the road right now behind Sparrow, right?
That's right. That's right. New album that came out September 14th.
Well, let's go ahead. You want to go ahead and play us a little something off of it?
Sure, yeah. This is a song called White Buffalo.
All right. This is Jump Little Children live on Lightning 100 in the 1 RPM studio.
Away, 'cause no one seems to know what really happened that day. Tell me how my father really died. Everyone I know has turned their face and lied. Little girl, I'll tell you what I know. I heard it was a white buffalo. I heard it was a white buffalo. My father really died. Did he try to swim across the river too wide? Tell me how my father passed away. Was he like a feather in a hurricane? Little girl, I'll tell you what I know. I heard it was a white buffalo. I heard it was a white buffalo. Yourself a stranger whenever you lie to me. Whenever you lie to me, you make yourself a stranger whenever you lie to me. Tell me how my father passed away, 'cause no one seems to know what really happened that day. Tell me why he isn't coming back. He left me and my brother in this cul-de-sac. Little girl, I'll tell you what I know. I heard it was a white buffalo. I heard it was a white buffalo. Little girl, I'll tell you what I know. I heard it was a white buffalo. I heard it was a white buffalo. Yourself a stranger whenever you lie to me. Whenever you lie to me, you make yourself a stranger.
tonight. Jump Little Children live on Lightning 100. Tell us the name of that song one more time.
White Buffalo.
There you go. And that is available on the Sparrow album. So we got Jump Little Children live here today because they're in town playing a show tonight at City Winery. Sparrow came out September the 14th, correct?
That's right.
That's my mom's birthday. She's not here, so thanks for the album.
We timed that out. We coordinated that.
And I really appreciate you having done that, too. I really do. She was bowled over.
Please tell her I said hello.
I will do it. Oh, man. So now, before Sparrow, though, was it 13 years? Kind of a hiatus?
About 13
no records?
Years. Yeah, Dim in the Dark came out in 2004? I think it was 2004.
Well, that sounds weird, doesn't it?
It does.
When you start doing the math, right?
That was a while ago, yeah.
So then, kind of take us through sort of the getting back together and making a new record process, kind of what got you to that point?
Well, it really started with a reunion tour in 2015. Mm-hmm. That had been exactly 10 years to the day,
right?
Yeah. Over that period of time, we all kind of started families and started other things, but we decided that 10 years was probably a good time to come back and give it a shot. And then the fan support was so gracious and overwhelming and enthusiastic that we figured, well,
maybe
we should make a new record.
That's so cool.
So it's really because of the fans.
Yeah, I like that.
We also realized we still liked each other and still enjoyed making music together. So,
which I would imagine
speak for yourself, Ward.
Well,
up until this exact moment, you guys are all really liked each other,
yeah,
right?
Just till right now.
Strange. I blame myself.
There's one more reason, actually. We really wanted to work with a friend, Josh Kaler, and Owen Biddle, who are here in Nashville.
Oh, yeah?
And they have a studio here, and they're up-and-coming producers, really fantastic guys. So.
And they did the work on...
They did most of the work on Sparrow. Yeah.
Yeah? So did you record it here in Nashville then?
We did.
Oh,
yeah.
Very nice. Yeah. That makes me very happy.
Yes.
Was it just your friends? You have a Nashville connection outside of them, or just this is where they were? Or?
Well, Josh Kaler was actually my studio part. I had a studio in Charleston.
Okay.
It was kind of a creative space, writing space, etc. And then he moved to Nashville a few years ago, and it was just inevitable kind of destiny that we would come to Nashville and work with him. Because he's been honing his skills, mostly his comedic skills.
Which is what you're
looking
for.
Producer skills are amazing as well.
I was going to say, so what you're looking for in a record producer is a good comedian, right?
it does keep the morale tip top.
You need as much as you can get.
Yeah. Right on. So then how, kind of going back out on tour, I mean, how's the new stuff being received? How's the band being received after taking some time off? I mean, has it been pretty positive so far?
It's been extremely positive and dare I say, emotional as well.
Oh, yeah?
The fans, we've always made an effort to be really connected with the fans. Matt was way ahead of the curve back in the day with blogs and email lists and servers and all the like. There's probably more in that like category than
right.
And so we've stayed in touch with the fans over the years, and they have been incredible on this tour. It's been amazing. Yeah.
Do you see a lot of the same faces from last time around?
Yeah. We are.
Some of them bringing kids maybe this time?
Yeah.
Has that happened yet?
Definitely bringing kids, yeah.
What's that like the first time you see, one of your fans that you knew on tour and then you go back the next time and they got their kids with them? How does that feel for you? I mean, it's got to feel, I've imagined, feel kind of good,
It does.
We're proud of them for reproducing.
Yeah.
Right on. Okay.
Yeah, we do like to encourage, yes.
I remember we were playing Atlanta and I saw a fan I'd recognized from back in the day and she had a beer. And I was like, you are way too... Wait a minute. It's been 10 years. Go ahead. Enjoy that beer.
Go ahead. Wear it out. Yeah.
Taste it.
We'll come by later and get one with you, right? Very nice. Oh, man. So Jump Little Children is here, the 1 RPM studio on Lightning 100, playing a show this evening at City Winery. Charleston, South Carolina. That's home, right?
Well, that was kind of the home base of the band for all of those years.
Okay.
Probably 93, 94-ish up until about 2005. And then everybody, now we're kind of, North American, you might say.
Kind of
because
spread out.
The Bivens brothers have been in Chicago, Atlanta, Mexico, and Ward is living in New Jersey, and Johnny is living, he was also in Mexico at one point, but now he's in near Brevard in in North Carolina.
All right. So then before, I mean, I guess what I'm asking is, you know, the home base for the band was Charleston. So as you were coming up, you know, kind of who was in your class or who were your influences? Who was kind of around when you guys were coming up? Or was there a scene in Charleston at the time?
There was a great scene in Charleston at the time. A Slow Runner would be one of those, okay. Which is Josh and Michael Flynn's band. Michael Flynn opening the show tonight.
There you go. You're good.
Yeah, like how I worked that
like
in.
How you did that. Very nice.
You can buy my book. List some names. There were so Shovels many people. Shovels and Rope was a big...
Carrie Ann and Michael, that we were all kind of in bands with them and other projects, yeah. And theater pieces.
A little bit of everything.
With everything. And Bill Carson. That's right. Good friend Bill Carson. Charleston has always had a shockingly great music scene.
That's cool.
A little bit under the radar maybe, but... Super talented.
It's usually where the good stuff is, though. Yeah. You know, generally right there under the radar, right? Very cool.
For sure.
We did three tunes on this record with Wolfgang Zimmerman, who produced Susto. And
Susto. We are big fans of Susto around these parts.
Great.
Yeah. That's so cool.
We had fun working with him down there, too.
So. Right on. All right. Well, you want to go ahead and play us another song?
Yeah. Sure.
Let's do it. What do you want to do for us?
This is Hand on My Heartache.
And this is the new single from Spiro, correct?
That's right. Yes. That's right.
All right. Live on Lighting 100, Jump Little Children in the 1 RPM studio.
Polygraph, the month of December. January, tried to defend her. No silver lane. Fingerprint, the change in the weather. Rainy day made me try to forget her. I know who's to blame. Investigate the harmless cicadas, a curious motor locators. I know you by name. Interrogate the open Savannah, the window down Aretha Miranda. I know you by name. Repeat after me, I solemnly swear it's the truth. I solemnly swear it's the truth. I hold truth with my hand in my heartache, with my hand in my heart, hand in my heart. The river runs like a person of interest, a fugitive without a witness. I know you slip a lane. Scrutinize the bird on the wire, paranoid and known as a liar. I know blame. Identify the cues in the lineup. Magnolia, the rose and the tulip. I know you by name. The setting sun's incredulous alibi. Turn to the side, show me your profile. I know you by name. Repeat after me, I solemnly swear it's the truth. I hold truth with my hand on my heartache. Repeat after me, I solemnly swear it's the truth. I hold truth in my heart. With my heart. Do you believe me now?
Wife. That's Jump Little Children live on Lightning 100, playing something else from the album Sparrow. Going to be at City Winery this evening. The show tonight is sold out, but I have it on really good authority that we're already talking about coming back in 2019. Is that correct? Just everybody do this. There you go.
Yeah.
We've said it on the radio, so it must be true, right? There you go.
We've nodded on the radio.
There you go. Exactly. So the tour wraps up. It's Saturday in Charleston, correct?
That's right.
So then what's next? What's after that? Back in the studio? I guess you're not going to take another 13 years, right?
That's a safe bet.
Good.
There's some game planning that needs to be done right after this tour. There's a possibility of a tour at the end of the year. It's a short one with a string quartet, something like that.
That's cool.
We've done those in the past, acoustic tours. And then 2019... we got to start filling it in, see what happens.
All systems go, right?
Yeah.
Very cool. Right. Jump Little Children, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. Thanks, Casey.
And next time, whenever you come back through, I want to get you back in here, okay?
We love this place. We love this station.
Yeah,
we
always have.
Yeah?
You guys have just always been the best.
Thank you so much for your support.
Thank
you so much. Well, you know, like I always say, you know, we can't support it if it's not really good. So thank you too, right?
Thank you.
There you go. All right, Jump Little Children, thank you so much.